If I didn't accept that, you would see me walking on air to get out of here. See? But I know, and this, we'll study this now later, okay? We'll study it. See how it worked with Jesus. It is the ministry of the Word that creates faith. Right? So, you can desire faith. You can pray that God will give the Word power to reach into your mind, to set aside the things that would crowd it out. You can seek faith, and you should. You should seek faith. Don't try to believe, and don't fake it. In fact, if you just stop doing those two kinds of things and bring yourself before the Bible in an intelligent way, probably you're going to experience faith growing by leaps and bounds. And the form that it will take is, I really do believe this stuff. I've been trying for 85 years to believe this stuff, and I find I'm actually believing. See, that's what we, you know, confession of faith. You confess to crimes. What is a confession? It's owning up. I believe what Jesus said. As much to my own surprise as to anyone else's, I believe it. See? Now, when we come to the lesson for today, we're dealing with a wonderful guy named Nicodemus. And apparently, this happened to him. But he had a rocky start. Jesus had a way, no doubt a very loving and gentle way, of just feeding you your words. And making you think, and you know, how when you think of Jesus, you want to remember that he was a quite intelligent person. He probably understood logic and history and probably most of the things that we would count as knowledge. He knew about that. He knew what it was to learn, knew what it was to study. He's an intelligent man. One of the things you have to get used to is precisely that when he teaches, his mind is working, and if your mind is not working, it'll be by you so fast that you'll be lucky to get a word or two to hang on to. Okay. And we'll be looking at that some in coming weeks, some cases of that. But in John 3, we have a lovely man, really, he was a good-hearted man, named Nicodemus. And the lesson for today, as you notice, is the rule of heaven in the Old Testament, in Israel. And the first point is the professor who flunked the test, what Nicodemus...